everyone, and welcome back to The Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen, a.k.a. The Hair Healer. I hope everyone is having a fabulous Wednesday, and it's beautiful wherever you're listening to this on. It is here. It's beautiful here in the Philadelphia area, and I know I have just been loving this spring weather and feeling this spring weather. It really was the longest, shortest winter of all time. I mean, the last year in general since COVID hit, it felt like the first year of a baby's life. If you've ever had a baby, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, this is what it feels like. The days are super long, but the years are short. And I'm like, oh my God, it feels like it had been months since it was nice out. And I'm just like taking it all in, getting out. And I think we all can feel like the need to just burst out of the seams, especially since the sun moved into Aries, Venus, and today we're going to talk about Mercury moving into Aries. So we can just feel like, yes, we want to get going. Now, I just want to remind everyone, please follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111 if you want to reach out, if you want to be on the show, if you have anything you want to suggest to me, or anything you want me to talk about, or even anything you want to talk me to talk about on The Weekly Awakening, email me at thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. And please check out the Facebook page, the Hair Healer Facebook page. So again, I hope everyone's fabulous. Please check out the episode that I dropped yesterday with Chrissy, episode 29 from Philly Experiences. She's really cool. We actually met each other on Instagram maybe 2 years ago. About 2 years ago, I think it was right about a year before the pandemic. I think they're really quick. And she just has a fascinating story of the different levels of highs and lows that she's been in through and how she's lost everything, gained it back again. And time again, it's really the hope that a lot of us need right now, as well as she does guided hood tours, like Philly hood tours. And the goal is to bring together the community and to show people, hey, guess what? To bring tourism into parts that normally wouldn't get tourism. Like, hey guys, come check this out. This is really a beautiful place with great community and wonderful things to do. So check out that episode. Check out Chrissy at Philly Experiences. Check out her hood tours. Super cool. I'm going to go on some of those this summer, and definitely a cool way to experience the Philadelphia area. So let's jump into the Weekly Awakening. I want to talk about a really funny story. Last week, I was talking about Venus in Aries, I believe, or the week before that. And Venus, it rules, one of the things it rules is like our beauty. And that goes along to say with the beauty products and just our clothes. But in general, like shampoos, conditioners, lotions, whatever, anything that makes us feel beautiful or makes us beautiful, Venus rules. When it's in the sign of Aries, the god of war, fire, burning, cutting, that can, you have to watch. Sometimes that happens. So Saturday night, it was combust the sun, which means Venus was super close to the sun's rays, like burning it up, combust. And I just hit the microphone. And I had this great idea to buy slimming cream. Someone told me about it. I'd never heard of it. If you guys know what slimming cream is, it's like fat burning cream, as well as like skin cream that you want to like shrink back up, especially after you have kids. If you've had kids again, you know what I'm talking about. So I put this shrinking cream on at super late. It's like midnight, Saturday night, and it instantly started burning. I wish there was a camera on there because I was like screaming. I was like, but no, but my kids are sleeping. I can't do anything. Nothing's open. I have no one to call. Like, do you have Benadryl? I don't know what I'm doing. I got into the bathtub. I took a super freezing bath, which I never do. I like super hot water. Half hour, and this burn is still not gone. I put it under my arms and on my stomach, and I was like, I cannot believe this. I am getting third-degree burns. That's what it really felt like. And I was like, this is so Venus and Aries combust the sun. I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. Can't wait to get on the Weekly Awakening and talk about it because it was so crazy. And I think what happened, I called someone maybe a half hour later, and I said, hey, do you have any Benadryl? And they were like, no, and I can't get it for you either. So take a Motrin or something. And I said, okay, I took some Motrin. I took something else. And I woke up feeling better, but my eyes were kind of still swollen. So I did not get third degree burns, though it felt like that for maybe 45, 50 minutes. It was crazy. It was really bad. When the water was not taking it away, I was like, oh, this is not good. This is not good at all, Colleen. You know that these creams don't work. Anything that is too good to be true, everyone, if it was real, everyone would have the shrinking cream. So I learned my lesson. I actually just got another kind of shrinking cream in because I actually ordered two at one time and I just got the other one in. And I'm like, I don't know, should I try this one? Maybe I should try to figure out what the ingredient is. Or maybe I should just try a little skin tester because I'm not a tester at all. I jump right into it. I loaded that shit up. I put it on my hands and I rubbed it all over my body. It was, oh my God, it was so ridiculous. So ridiculous. And again, lesson to me, I didn't read the directions. I didn't read what was in there. I didn't read the reviews. That's what I do. I'll buy a car the first time I pick it. I'll pick an apartment the first time I see it. Sometimes it's a beautiful thing and other times it's super, super annoying. But nevertheless, it always leads me down to the past. So that was my little, remember when Venus is in Aries and especially when it's close to the sun, watch out for burns. You know, Mars, a lot of Mars aspects can, you know, bring that type of stuff. So whew, how's everyone doing? That was good. If you have any stories of Venus or things like burning or going wrong with your hair or your skincare product or anything, please write me or tell me that and we can just talk about that together. This week right now, we're experiencing Mercury conjunct Neptune. So Mercury, the way we communicate, the way we think, the way we communicate, well, I already said the way we communicate, the way we travel, our downloads, our mental, that all that stuff is really Mercury ruled. And when it's conjunct Neptune, the planet of, and they're both in Pisces, the planet of illusions, right? And fantasy. And it can bring some interesting thoughts, right? In one way, it can open up our minds and allow us to see a world or see a situation or see a person, place, or thing in a totally new light, almost a fantasy light, which sometimes we need. Some people need that. A lot of earthy Capricorn people can sometimes learn how to live up around the crown chakra versus a lot of Mercury world people can learn to live down below with the root chakra. So when that happens, you know, you might be feeling pretty flowing and thinking, okay, like, let me be open-minded about this. Let me figure this out. Let me go that way. It also tends to, for me, be a little more, I don't want to say deceptive, though I have had some deceptive things happen when this transit happens. It's more just like, I get so caught up in fantasy. I've always lived in fantasy. I said, since I was a little kid, that was my number one drug. That was the first thing I escaped through. And so when that happens, my mind, my dreams, you know, can just go can go over into La La Land and I can almost create entire fantasy worlds. And I'm like, oh my God. So far, I haven't done that yet with this one, but we'll see. It doesn't feel too heavy in there. But, you know, it can also bring some deep out of nowhere emotions coming, as well as look at Pisces. Like oftentimes, you know, where your Pisces rules your whole sign chart, Mercury will bring downloads or messages. It's the messenger, and pay attention to your intuition, your subconscious, things that are coming up. You know, this may also lead to some really interesting conversations when Mercury is conjunct Neptune. So let me know how you guys are feeling that, if you've notice that come into your life at all, or even if you have a problem with living in the fantasy world. Again, in some ways, it's a beautiful thing. I've been able to believe in myself. I've been able to manifest everything because I see how that works. But sometimes can't always lead to the best. You know, life is about balance or finding that. So allow the dreaming thinking come, allow those senses, allow that third eye to come, you know, really focus on this week. This would be a good time, especially if you want to channel your intuition a little more, want to channel kind of that otherworldly energy, that third eye energy. Do some third eye or crown chakra guided meditations. Just go onto YouTube, just type them in. Hundreds of them will pop up. Google it. Google something like an affirmation for that or what you should do. But really, like, that would be a good way to open up your mind to receiving messages, receiving downloads from those you love, or maybe even just like getting a little bit more open-minded or creative with your thought process. So that would be my suggestion. Spend the next couple of days working on your third eye and your crown chakra and do the guided meditations, which I always love. And guided meditations are great because you don't fully feel like you got to commit to the silence, yet you are getting out of your own head. And remember, when you meditate, let the thoughts come and let them go and let them come and let them go. But isn't it funny as hell some of the things you will think about when you're meditating or trying to? I'll be like, what? Why would that come to my mind? Or why would that come to my mind? Or why would that come to my mind? Very fascinating. Anyway, so now we're going to talk about Mercury moving into Aries at the, I think it's Saturday, I have to double check, but it's very soon. I believe it enters on this Saturday. And wow, it feels like I was just talking about Mercury moving into Pisces. I'm ready for Mercury moving into Aries. If you remember me talking the last few weeks, Mercury moving into Pisces feels a lot like Mercury retrograde because it's not happy in Jupiter's sign of Pisces. It's not really happy there. And there has just been a lot of, again, communication falls, just things not working out, things not going our way, out of the blue, technology fails. So I'm ready for Mercury to move into Aries, and it's moving into a speedy sign. So first of all, get ready. Get ready for some excitement, some action, you know, just again, because we're talking about opening up our mind to our ideas, take some of the ideas that you're getting with this Mercury conjunct Neptune and put it towards action, because I know that you have action and there's things that you want to take and things that you want to go and things you want to do with your mind and that you can create or do or bring or say with your mind. So take action to those ideas. During this time, there might be a little bit more harsh or direct conversations or encounters with yourself, you know, with people interacting with you that way, or even yourself coming off that way. Again, Aries is like the fire, and it's a soldier, and it's also the most, I'm not saying Aries are immature, but it is, quote unquote, it's the baby of the zodiac. It's the beginning of the zodiac. So there is this, just like with Pisces, there's sort of this like otherworldly, like, you know, old soul who's just floating and has no idea what they're doing or going. With Aries, there's kind of this cockiness of like, here I am, I'm taking over, I'm ready to go, and you're not getting my way. So in Aries season, you might be able to say more directly of what you want, whether that would be with a partner, a friendship, or a job. Hey, I need you to do this. Hey, I need you to do that. Hey, I need you to do this, you know, but just be careful with your tongue when it's in Aries that you don't catch too much of an attitude, you know, or you don't feel that fire burning inside as you're talking. Then you might say, okay, I need to cool it down. But again, this is a good time to take direction with your conversations, take direction in those sort of ways that you need to. You may feel a little bit more argumentative. I guess it goes with harsh again. Try not to argue, but there can be more, or maybe just some excitement in argument, right? Sometimes that can get the sexy sexual juices going when you start arguing a little bit, as long as it's, you know, not dangerous or anything. So this is good. I like Mercury in Aries. I think it brings a fun, like, just like excited, people want to get out, people want to do things. And I think, again, we're all ready just to explode. So this is the start of spring. This is the start of the new beginning. This is the start of where we are in and where we are going towards our new beginning. This is just taking off because, again, I've been saying this, we're headed towards the new beginning since COVID had happened. And we are getting there. Don't watch the news. Don't listen to people, okay? Because it's shifting and turning. I promise you, we are getting there. Just believe in that. I promise you. So let's jump into the weekly awakening. What's my weekly awakening? I was thinking today, because I've been kind of distracted, as we know, I've talked about a little bit last week, of just sort of enjoying life and riding life and trying to figure out. And I talked about last week about just letting things flow on the podcast and letting things happen. And I'm still doing that, you know, and I some days I feel confident with it and some days I don't. So what I hear is apparently that's part of the building process, the grinding process, the ups and downs of this. I can tell you that for sure. I don't know if, again, I don't mean to always say, I don't know if I said this in the last episode, or it's hard to say, I'm always thinking or talking or thinking about what I should say on here, but I will say this again. I was looking back at my stuff from 2 years ago when I really thought this should take off, and thank God it didn't. Thank God it didn't a year ago, because damn, I needed experience. I needed practice. I need to learn some stuff. And I think I did say this on last week's, but in a couple years from now, I'm going to be looking back and say, thank God it didn't take off 2 years ago, because I needed to continue to learn, to grow. I'm a natural talker. That's my gift. That's my greatest, one of my greatest assets, but that didn't mean I was formally trained in doing this. So part of getting trained, part of getting comfortable, part of becoming like natural on screen or on audio like this is years of practice, and that's continuing. So if you are, you know, this is one of the weekly awakenings, so I've been really thinking about that. If you are doing something, whatever, if you're trying to master a new craft, if you're trying to take off a new journey, if you are starting to master a new craft, find a new job, take a new, you know, spiritual practice, if you're trying to do something, remember it takes time. It takes practice. It takes effort. And sometimes it takes a long, long, long time. And sometimes when you feel like you're ready for something, you're really not ready for it yet. And that can be hard to accept. I know it is for me. We think, yeah, I got to know. I got to be ready. But guess what? You're not ready yet. And the future will show when you get to there and you look back, oh, shit, I wasn't ready for that. So trust in that. Trust in the long journey. Trust in why is this taking so long? Trust in the resistance. Why am I holding back? Why is the universe holding me back from my dreams, my wishes, whatever it is? It might be holding you back because you're not ready yet, because you still haven't learned, because you still haven't mastered what you need to master. So trust that sometimes the resistance is the continued practice of mastering whatever it is that you want to master or create in your life. So remember that, trust in that. I always say trust in the path, and I think sometimes I say it's, you know, so often because it's such a reminder for me and going into my subconscious about trusting the path. So my other weekly awakening this week is I was talking about how often do I worry? And I don't mean like the outward. This might be a tricky one for some people because I know some people really, really worry. And I'm not an outward worry person. It's just not my DNA. I don't even think first. I've had to learn how to master that space between thought and action. I would just think something and act on it. Again, I kind of explained that earlier, but even that's what led me to so much trouble when I was younger. Even I would just do it. I'd see and I'd do it. So in one way, on a very conscious way, I don't have fears. I don't live in fear and I don't live in worries. I'm always like, it will work out, you know? Like, this will happen. Something happens to my computer or my friends or my job or something shifts or money. I'm always like, It'll work out. That's what I'm known for. Just like not stress and not worrying. So again, on a very conscious level, I don't do that. But now I'm going to talk about subconscious worrying because that's been really getting to me, to where you're catching yourself thinking after you're thinking, right? Like in the middle of the thought of these worries, almost like you're hearing it from your subconscious, but it's not yet aware. And it really took me over the last couple of days. I was driving yesterday and this morning. I was like, wait, holy shit. Hold on, Colleen. Pause for a second. Whoa, that's worrying. That's like a lot of fear. You're like in a lot of fear and you're creating and you're thinking that these certain situations are going to happen, you know, subconsciously. And I continuously playing that out, that story. And that can be tricky. I don't know if you know what I'm saying yet, if I'm getting across correctly, but there's the conscious worrying and the subconscious worrying. And I guess I'm catching the small subconscious come out of there. And that's the stuff. That's where we need to get the change at, right? That's where we need to get down and dirty and figure out, like, wait, what is the story? What's the narrative that we're saying to ourselves? What is the worrying that we say to ourselves? You know, can I control this? No, I can't. You know, one of the greatest things that I love to say that really helps me is when something happens that I should worry about, I don't ever see it coming. And everything I do worry about never happens, or it doesn't happen the way I think it's going to happen when I'm in those worrying. So remember that. But again, it's like that subconscious, that little bit that's eating at you, like, this is low key, this is happening, this is going to happen. And all of a sudden it's creating this anxiety, yet you're living life, going along, being happy, joyous, and free. So I really got in touch with that and this week, and what it boils down to, like everything boils down to, is fear. What am I fear of? What am I afraid of? And a lot of times, especially the subconscious worrying, is like the inner child calling. What is she afraid of? Fear of losing, of abandonment, of not having enough. You know, there's always this fear of, you know, especially since I lost my dad when I was young at 22, this, and he was so important to me, this fear of losing those that are extremely close to me, because I don't keep people close to me. So when I do, like, the fear of losing them, and that will become a very big subconscious fear in myself, and just various things like that. So, you know, all day I've just been focusing on meditating and stretching, and I went to the park and listening to affirmations and really like, and writing down those subconscious fears. What's coming up? What is that lower lying anxiety, right? The hidden anxiety that can be there, not the conscious. So really kind of focus on that. Are you feeling, if you're feeling worried, you can't control it. It's powerless. Find out What is the core of the fear? What is the core of that fear? What is coming out of you? What happened? What trauma? What are you scared of? You know, because I promise you that fear is not going to come true. It usually isn't. Again, it's something that we see we don't ever see coming. But when it comes down to everything is boiled down to fear. All worries are boiled down to fear. Tell yourself today, if you have any worries, it's going to be okay. I'm always on the right path. It will always work out, because I promise you it will always work out. You know, that is the weekly awakening this week, people. I promise you it will always work out. So allow yourself to also, I guess, with Mercury moving into Aries, I just want to say this too. Sometimes that will happen. That will, maybe as we're getting a little bit closer, like our fears, to me, Aries, Mars is a very fearful. We shouldn't fear fear Mars as a planet, but as out of all the planets, it's the most fearful one. I think it's more fearful than Saturn, but some people might disagree with me with that. So, you know, there might be some deep, deep, deep fears getting brought up too through that. Write them down. Write those fears down. I'm telling you, there's something magical about taking pen to paper. When you take those thoughts and you put them on paper, it can work as just as magical with manifesting as well as letting go. On both sides, it's a powerful intention. No matter what you do, writing is a powerful, powerful, powerful intention. So I hope everyone has a beautiful week, enjoys the sun, enjoys the merge into spring. We are here, but now we got Mercury moving into there, and I am so over it. I'm over the mishaps, the crying, the blah, 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 blah. Thank you, everyone. I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Thank you for checking me out. Thank you for checking out the Weekly Awakening, the Hair Healer Podcast. Thank you, everyone, for support. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at the Hair Healer 1111. And I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Thank you again for checking in and tuning in with me. Love you all. Goodbye.